I'm Father Seraphim Bashoner, and I welcome you to another episode of Theosis, our daily journey through the Easter season as we strive each and every day to open ourselves more and more to the power of the Word and the grace of the Holy Spirit, so that we might become in our whole selves all that Christ became, except for sin, in order to save us. Our meditation for today, Friday of the fourth week of Easter, begins with the second letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians, verses 2 and 3. You are our letter, written on our hearts, which is known and read by all men. Clearly you are a letter of Christ, composed by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not on tablets of stone, but on fleshly tablets of the heart. St. Ambrose, in his third book on the Holy Spirit, writes, If the Apostle's letter has been written in the Spirit, what keeps us from believing that God's law was not written with ink, but instead by the very Spirit of God, which does not darken, but indeed brightens the hidden places of our hearts and minds? Just as Christ became human by the power of the Holy Spirit, so is the Word implanted into our hearts and into our minds by this same Spirit. The Word is not dead, but is alive, just as Christ is not dead, but is risen. Because of the Holy Spirit, we are, as St. Paul says, letters of the Father, sent forth to express this glorious deed that God has done in our lives and in the world. We are not to keep this message of the Word, this letter of the Word, and the Spirit hidden. Indeed, we are to proclaim it to all the world. Because this letter is written by the Holy Spirit, it is indeed a powerful word, a powerful letter, a letter full of grace, inspiring quick and immediate action. As St. Ambrose says, this letter of the Spirit does not darken, but indeed brightens our hearts, fills us with hope and joy, which too gives us the strength and the courage to proclaim the message contained in that letter, the message contained within the Scriptures, the message contained within the grace of our hearts. Let us meditate upon this letter, this word that the Spirit has given to us. Let us contemplate it and proclaim it, so that the same Spirit can also write in the hearts of others. And we will conclude with our Easter refrain. Christ is risen from the dead. By death he trampled death, and to those in the graves he granted life.